हरे कृष्णा। भगवद गीता सिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 7, नॉलेज ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट, टेक्स्ट नंबर 13। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। त्रिभिः गुणमयी भावैः ये वै सर्वमिदं जगन् मोहितं न विजानाति ममैव ये परमव्ययम्। त्रिभिर्गुणमयी भावैः ये वै सर्वमिदं जगन् मोहितं न विजानाति ममैव ये परमव्ययम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद, द फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस। जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। डिल्यूडेड बाय द थ्री मोड्स, गुडनेस, पेशन एंड इग्नोरेंस, द होल वर्ल्ड डस नॉट नो मी हू I am above the modes and inexhaustible. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjanasalakayam Saksharan Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedantam Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devim. गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी भाषात देश तारण। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुतिम्। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवे प्रणमामि हरि प्रियम्। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरि, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 7, नॉलेज ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट, टेक्स्ट नंबर 13। इफ यू सी द बेनिफिट ऑफ associating with a sadhu, it's very very valuable. It is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lavamatra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Gaya. Lavamatra means even very very fraction of seconds, if we associate with a sadhu, the pure devotee of Krishna, then we'll get an enormous amount of benefit. One day Narada Muni visited Ambarish Maharaj, and then Ambarish Maharaj, he requested that he ask Narada Muni to meet his brother, because Ambarish Maharaj is a very very pure devotee and Ambarish Maharaj's brother is a most sinful person. So he requested Narada Muni to approach this his brother and to give some mercy to him. Then Narada Muni, he was actually not happy to meet this man, but however, since Ambarish Maharaj is requesting, he said okay, he said he will go and meet it. So Narada Muni, he went to his brother, and then his brother very very respectfully he received and welcomed him. Then Narada Muni started about the devotional service. As soon as he started, and he immediately he rejected, because as we discussed to be earlier, esam tu andakatam papam jananam punya karmanam, because he is very much sinful and he is not at all, you know, appreciated the Narada Muni's, this about describing about the devotional service, and immediately he rejected. And then Narada Muni, he ran away from this place. Then while he is running, and Narada Muni said that, you know, when you meet Yamaraj after your death, he said, suddenly you will meet Yamaraj. So you ask Yamaraj, what is the value of associating with a sadhu for a fraction of second. So in this way, Narada Muni, he told, and then he left this man. So after that, you know, he passed away. Then after that, the messenger of Yamaraj, Yamadutas, they came. They took this man to Yamapatna, where the Yamaraj is staying. So after going there, they have actually checked this man. He is a very very sinful, he did a lot of sinful activities. So after that, this man, he asked Yamaraj, my dear sir, what is the बेनिफिट, व्हाट इज द वैल्यू ऑफ एसोसिएटिंग विद अ साधु इवन फॉर अ फ्रैक्शन ऑफ सेकेंड. सो देन इमिडिएटली युवराज सेड, ओ आई डोंट नो द वैल्यू ऑफ एसोसिएटिंग विद अ साधु बिकॉज आई एम डीलिंग विद ओनली सिनफुल पीपल इन इन अ हेलिस प्लानेट. ओनली सिनफुल पीपल कम्स हियर. आई नो आई ऑलवेज असोसिएट विद सिनफुल पीपल. आई डज नॉट नो एग्जैक्टली वट इज द बेनिफिट एंड वट इज द वैल्यू ऑफ असोसिएटिंग विद अ साधु. देन ही सैड ओके लेट अस गो टू लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा. देन यमराज टुक दिस मैन सिनफुल पर्सन एंड ही टुक टू लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा. आफ्टर गोइंग देयर ही एक्चुअली यमराज आस्क लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा यू सी प्लीज is asking the question, so what is the value of associating with a sadhu for a fraction of moment? Then Brahmaji also started confusing. I am actually very busy with the creation. I does not know how what is the value of associating with a sadhu. Let's go to Lord Shiva. Let us see what he is saying. This way, Yamaraj, Lord Brahma, and then this sinful man. All three together they went to Lord Shiva. After going there, they asked to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva said, oh, I also does not know, because I'm always dealing with the distraction, annihilation. I'm also, my associates are these bhutas and pretas. Lord Shiva is very, very merciful, and he's giving association to these bhutas and pretas, they're taking care of them. So he said, no, I also does not know, let's go to Lord Narayana. So then after that, Lord Shiva, Brahma, Yamaraj and the sinful man, all four, they went to Narayana in Vaikuntha Loka. After going there, they placed this question to Lord Narayana. And then Lord Narayana started smiling. He said that, you does not know the value of associating with a sadhu for a fraction of moment. You come to this Vaikuntha Loka. So that is the benefit of associating with a sadhu. So you have brought this man, sinful person, to the Vaikuntha Loka. So this is the benefit of associating with a sadhu. One day or other, somehow or other, as soon as we associate with a sadhu, definitely we will go back to the Vaikuntha Loka. So in this way, Narayana said, this is the benefit of associating with the sadhu. Now, anyway, he already came to this Vaikuntha planet. Let him be here and you all can go and continue your duty. So in this way, Lord Narayana is advised. So from this, we can understand that associating with the sadhu, associating with the devotees of Krishna, is very, very essential in our life. It is mentioned in the Shastra that if you are going through some suffering, we should pray to Lord Vishnu, or we should associate with the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These two people only can mitigate our suffering, because Lord Narayana, anyway, he is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we go and approach and we pray, and he can mitigate, and then the devotees of the Supreme Lord, because Lord Narayana says, I am actually bounded by the love of my devotees. So if a pure devotees he says something, then Lord will fulfill that. So when we associate with the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then our life will totally will change, will become very, very pure. In this sloka, Krishna 7.13, Krishna says that why people are unable to see Krishna. Why people are unable to understand Krishna. So that's what Krishna explained in this sloka. Why we are unable to see Krishna? Because of the three modes of material nature. Because of the material nature, we are actually illusioned. The more we are illusioned, the less we see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If somebody is too much illusioned, then he cannot see the Supreme Lord. And the more we illusioned, the more we cannot see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like, for example, when you close your eyes, then you cannot see anything. Even if somebody come and close the eyes, then also we cannot see something. The same way, if somebody is wearing a spectacles glass, and if they remove this glass, they cannot see anything. So similarly, there's a three modes of material. Nature is coming in front of our eyes and is actually completely blocking. Since it is a blocking completely, we are unable to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned very nicely that there are, Krishna explained already, Chaturvarna Mayasrishtam Gunakarma Vibhagasaha. There are Brahmana, Satriya, Vaishya and Sudra. Krishna is divided the society into four Varna and four Ashrama. This is not actually in India, many people they misunderstand that Krishna is divided the caste system. He created the caste system. That's why nowadays so many groups are there, so many problems are coming. So in this way people misunderstand that. But actually Krishna is not created the caste system. He divided the society into four. That's all. How he divided? Based on guna and karma. Based on the character and based on what kind of work they have involved. For example, this category will be there everywhere. Even if you go to the communist, they say everybody is equal. They say everybody is equal. Even if you go there, somebody will clean the toilet, somebody will clean the floor, and somebody will sit in the chair. They will instruct, you do this, you do this, you do this. Like a manager, he will be instructing even in the community of the communist, where they say everyone is equal. No, there is no upper and lower like this way. So if everyone is equal, then why you are instructing somebody, and why somebody is listening and doing your job? So that means it is impractical. So that's why Krishna, he practically divided the society into four. One may be born in a Sudra family, or one may be born in a Brahmana family, or one may be born in a dog eater family. It does not matter. Krishna does not created the system based on where we are taken the birth. Even one may be born in a dog eater family, if he is having a very good qualities, sama dama tapa saucham shanti rajavam yevacha jnana vijnana mastikam brahma karma subhavacha. If this dog eater is having this quality, sama, very peaceful, tolerant, truthful and very religious. So in this way there are eight qualities Krishna mentioned in the end of the Bhagavad Gita. So this dog eater family is having this quality, he can also become Brahmana. So this Srila Prabhupada mentioned, wherever you go, there will be some intelligent class of people will be there. If somebody is very, very intelligent, so for them, the name is given Brahmana. It is not that somebody is born in a Brahmana family, he is called as a Brahmana. It is not like that. If somebody is having a very good intelligence, then he is considered, his name is called technically, it is a Brahmana. If somebody is administrative class, he is taking care of very well administrative, then his name technically called a Satriya. Then if he is doing a Goraksha Vanijyam, if he is doing a very good business, then he is considered as a Vaisya. And if he is not at all fit for anything, then he is considered to be a Sudra. So in this way, Krishna is created four ashrama and four varna. So this Brahmana means he is always situated in goodness. So for him the covering will be less. This is three modes of material nature. For the Brahmana it will be covered very, very less. Since this covering is very, very less for the Brahmana, and he can understand and the Supreme Personality of God more. He can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead more. The next category is a Satriya. He will be in the mode of Rajoguna. He will be in the mode of passion. So his covering will be more than the Brahmana. His covering, the three modes of material nature, will cover him more than the Brahmana. So since his covering is more than the Brahmana, he sees less than the Brahmana. Whatever the Brahmana, he see the Supreme Lord, he cannot see, in the Satriya cannot see that much. He cannot understand the Supreme Lord that much because of the more covering. The next is Vaishya. Vaishya, he is actually, he will be in Rajoguna and Tamoguna. He is a mixed. So his covering will be more. Brahmana covering is less, Satriya is a little more, and this Vaishya will be even more covering than the Satriya. So since he is a more covering, he will understand the Supreme Lord very, very less. The next category is a Sudra. He is a completely in ignorant. His covering will be too much. Since his covering is too much, he can understand very, very less only. So in this way, Krishna says here in this shloka, because of this living entity is covered by the three modes of material nature, he is unable to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So because of the three modes of material nature, we think all wrongly. We think that we are Atma. We are actually Atma, but we think that we are body because of the three modes of material nature. Then we will think that once we identify we are the body, then we will think that I am a Hindu, I am a Muslim, I am a Christian, I am Indian, I am a Pakistan, I am a European. Like this way, we misidentify. So this is all because of the three modes of material nature. What to speak of the human being, even the demigods also, the Devi and Devatas, they are also under the influence of three modes of material nature. No one is excluded. Amara Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna Mahabhupetitya Kaunteya Punarjanmana Vidyate. Everyone, including Lord Brahma also, he is also influenced by the three modes of material nature. So, what should come to the transcendental position to understand Krishna? So, if you wanted to understand Krishna, then we should be come to above three modes of material nature. We should be situated in a transcendental level. When we are situated in a transcendental level, then only we can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada mentioned the purpose of Krishna conscious movement, the Krishna Bhakti Hare Krishna movement, the ISKCON movement, is to revive that original identity to understand Krishna by removing the ignorance. How the removing and the ignorance will go away? When we supply the knowledge, when we ignite the light, the darkness will vanish. So similarly, when we get the knowledge, then ignorance also goes. When the ignorance goes, then our original conscience will be revived. Once the original conscience is revived, then we can understand the Supreme Lord very, very clearly, very, very crystal clearly. At this present moment, because it is covered, as we said before, when the eye is closed by somebody, is closed our eye, we cannot see anything. So similarly, there's three modes of material nature completely covered our eyes. We have to open this by the knowledge, then we can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For example, if somebody does not see the Prime Minister of some country, and he does not know that who is a Prime Minister and how he will be, even he is not seen in the photo also, then if a Prime Minister come and stand in front of him, what he will think? He will think he is some ordinary man, because he does not have a proper knowledge and he does not have any introduction about the Prime Minister. So what he will think? Even Prime Minister come and stand next to him, he will think that it is an ordinary man, because he is covered. It is covered, there is no knowledge. So similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead also, we are unable to see him because of this three modes of material nature. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So how we can this uncover? As we discussed, associating with the sadhu, chanting the holy name of Krishna, then reading Bhagavad Gita and hearing Bhagavad Gita, then we can understand, we get the real knowledge. Once we get the real knowledge, then three modes of material nature, Krishna will say in the, will tell in the next shloka, how these three modes of material nature we can kick away, then we can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.